Thank you for joining Break of Dawn. Sorry, I'm trying to put the recorder down. thank you for coming back. I have titled this Peace in the Midst of Chaos. And it's just scripture that can help you through times where just everything seems out of control, but you can always go to the Lord and find peace, and these scriptures apply to that. And this is going to be, looks like it's going to probably be a 3 or 4 part series. I don't want to go over like 10, 11 minutes, so I want to be mindful that I keep it short so that you can just spend time listening to it before you start your day or end your day. The first scripture is John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Then John 16, verse 33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Philippians 4, 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Amen to that, huh? Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to interject something here. If you are feeling anxious, and I think I've talked about this before, but if there's something on your mind and you keep holding on to it, because I know I do this, and I'm sure you guys do this too, you just kind of like ruminate on it, and you want to just like think about it all the time. But that's not what God wants. He wants you to take whatever that is and give it to Him, throw it at His feet. And if you have to do it 1,000 times a day, then you do it 1,000 times a day, and eventually you will release it to your Heavenly Father, who will take care of it for you. So I would encourage you to do that. Next is 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for your restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. 1 Peter 5, 7. Here we go. Casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. And He truly does, you guys. So cast them all onto Him. He wants to take them from you. You're not supposed to hold on to anything. Colossians 3, verse 15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. James 3, verse 18. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Psalm 1, verse 1 through 6. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. This is so important because there's so much confusion out there nowadays. God does not create confusion. God is not confusion. The devil's confusion. He wants to confuse you. He wants you to think things that aren't right and are acceptable. But if it confuses you, then you know it's the devil. It is not of the Lord. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm verse 4. I'm sorry, I apologize. Psalm 4, chapter. I did it again. Oh boy. Psalm 4, verse 8. I'm okay, I can do this. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 23, 1 through 6. A psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He refreshes my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Romans 14, verse 19. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Romans 12, 18. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalm 34, 14. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. James 3, 17 through 18. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Numbers 6, 25 through 26. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. James 3, verse 16. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And the last verse I'm going to share today is John 20, verse 21. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And that's the end of the scripture that I'm going to share today. The other thing that I wanted to do is I just started writing down names of the Lord. Let me pause for a second. Let me go back to the scripture. If any of those scriptures speak to you, that really resonates with you, write it down and put it around your house and just remember it. Just put it, get it into your heart and get it into your mind, because it's going to help you as you walk through your day, and you just keep reading it and memorizing it, and then it'll sink in, and when you need it, you can pull it back and go, you know, I remember John, you know, I don't know. One of the ones that I was going to share is about God's countenance and how, where is it? I apologize. I should have, I didn't read these before I read them aloud to you guys. So, yeah. So anyways, oh, it's number 6:25 through 26. I was reading that this morning and I thought, I really think this is so beautiful. Not that all scriptures aren't beautiful, but that one just is such a beautiful scripture. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I mean, how beautiful is that? Anyway, just my personal opinion. Let me see. Okay, and so I just wanted to share just these names for our Heavenly Father. And I love to say them every day just to remind myself that he's my provider, savior, healer, protector. He's my strong tower. He's King of Kings. He's my comforter. He's my Prince of Peace. He is Lord of Lords. He is my Father. He's also my friend. He keeps a watchful eye over me. He is steadfast. He is I am. He is our creator, holy redeemer. He's holy. He's also my counselor. He's my mighty fortress. He's my good shepherd. He's Yahweh. He's Jehovah, Elohim, Adonai, El Shaddai. He's the great physician. He's the Lion of Judah. He's also the Lamb. He's Lord. He's teacher. He's our groom. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Prince of Peace. He is Emmanuel. And I love that. Emmanuel, God with us. He is wonderful. The mighty God. The everlasting Father. Jehovah Rapha, which speaks to me because it's I am the Lord who heals you, and Yeshua HaMashiach. And I apologize to any of my Jewish friends if I'm saying these names wrong. I'm hoping I'm saying them correctly. Anyway, you guys, I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day. Share it with your friends if you feel called to, and I really appreciate you taking your time to listen. Thank you so much.